Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all worship and praise and honor and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on podcast, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together, and all you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and concordances and dictionaries, all the things that we use to study the Word of God with when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get all their study tools and everything that we use when we get together to study the Word of God. Truly, 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 it is a beautiful time. It is an exciting time. It is a time of worship. It is a time of praise. It is a time of giving glory to God when we can sit down and center ourselves to hear what He has to say, what the Spirit has to say unto us on this day, in this moment, at this hour, in this dispensation of time. Amen. Let us just center ourselves and worship. Go before the throne of God in our own way. Reverence Him. Recognize that His presence is here. Where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Creator of all things, the Maker of heaven and earth, the precious Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, God Abba Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. They are in our midst right now. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, Lord, you are so worthy. You are worthy of all the honor, Lord, you are so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne. For you have called us into your presence as your own. You've called us your own. Your own. Your own. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We give you worship. We give you our hearts and our lives today, Father, for your glory. We give ourselves and present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, O God, to be used by you, Master, for your glory and for your glory alone. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to sit at your feet, at your table, and glean and eat a meal specially prepared for each and every one of us by your hands individually. Lord, we count it a privilege and we count it an honor. Even though it is a right, we do not come before you arrogantly. We come before you boldly and yet reverently. For yes, you have called us sons and daughters, and we are joint heirs with Christ. And yes, Lord Jesus, you have called us friends and no longer servants. But yet and still, in a heart of humility, with a servant's heart, we praise you. And we give you glory. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place, and we thank you for your presence, for you are the teacher and you bring all things to our remembrance. Whatsoever the Lord has spoken unto us. Lord, we ask that you move by your Spirit upon the listening audience right now as you are moving by your Spirit. Thank you for putting your words on my tongue and on my lips, the things that you will have me to deliver unto your people, God. On this day, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord is in this place, and he is so wonderful, and he is so good, and he is so excellent, and there are no words to describe how we can just thank him from the depths of our heart. Words are inferior. All we can say is thank you. That's all we can say is thank you. But today's lesson is coming from Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll probably only be dealing with the first two verses, but the Lord has laid this on my heart to share with all of my brothers and sisters as we study the Word together, as we always do. And I will be reading, of course, from the Amplified Classic Edition, and we all can follow along in our translations as we always do with each other when we study. But beginning in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the first words here in verse 1, it says, therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. What is an imitator? An imitator is a person who copies the behavior or actions of another. An imitator, to imitate God, what does that mean? In the Greek, it is the word mimetes, M-I-M-E-T-E-S, and it means imitators. It means mimic. Mimic the gait or walk, speech, ascent, and manner of life of another. It means here to imitate God as children do their parents. That means we imitate his acts, we imitate his words, we imitate his nature, we imitate his ways, we imitate his graces, and we imitate his spirit. And that is how, the one thing that we know, we cannot imitate someone accurately and properly if we are not in a relationship with them. How else are we to know his ways? How else are we to know his character? How else are we to know how he moves? How he does things, what he wants us to do when he wants us to do it. Be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. If we go over to Jeremiah chapter 9 and we look at verses 23 and 24, verse 23 says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. And let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfactions of earthly riches. Verse 24 says, but let him who glories, if you're going to glory, glory in this, that we understand and know him personally, practically, directly discerning and recognizing his character. that he is the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. I want to read verse 24 in Jeremiah chapter 9 again. It says, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me personally and practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. So if we are to be imitators of him, we have to find out how he does things. And how we find that out is getting into his word, studying his statutes, his laws, his precepts, looking at the examples that he has given unto us in the word of God. And verse 2 in Ephesians chapter 5 says, and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance, worship. Worship. The offering of Christ was a sweet fragrance in the nostrils of Abba the Father. His worship was sweet. And as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as it says in verse 1, therefore be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. John, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21, it says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is and springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten and born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God. There's no relationship. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not know and never did know him, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest, displayed, where we were concerned, in that God sent his Son, Jesus the Christ, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world that we might live through him. When Jesus was in that Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed to the Father, and he asked him, he said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But then he turned and said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus, in that moment, was doing what we were told to do in Romans chapter 12. Where we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. He made a decisive dedication of his body. And he presented all of his members and faculties as a living sacrifice in that moment when he said, "Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is and springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten and born of God and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him." What did God say in Jeremiah 9:24? He said, "But let him who glory in this, that he understands and knows me personally and practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord." How else are we supposed to imitate God? God is love. We just read that in John 4:8. "He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love." John 3:16:21. "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave. He gave up his only begotten unique son so that whosoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him shall not perish or come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal everlasting life." Verse 17, "For God did not send the son into the world in order to judge or to reject or to condemn or to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him." How are we to imitate God? "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up." He sowed his seed into the earth. Just like we are to sow seed. The law of seed time and harvest. John 15:12-17. Jesus is talking in this chapter and he says, "This is my commandment." What is a commandment? A commandment is a divine rule, an order, an edict, a command, a mandate, a proclamation, a precept, a law, a statute, an ordinance, a rule. Jesus said in John 15, "This is my commandment. I am commanding you as my people, as my church, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. No one has greater love. No one has shown stronger affection than to lay down and give up his own life for his friends. You are my friends," Jesus said, "if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do. I do not call you servants or slaves any longer. I do not call you slaves or servants or slaves any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing or working out. But I have called you my friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have learned from him. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have appointed you Not because of anything that we did, not because we were living so holy, not because we were being so obedient, not because we were just doing the things and everything that he tells us to do, not because we are just working in the field, in the field that is ripe, not because we are the laborers working in the harvest, not because we are just being so holy and so wonderful. No, 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 no. He chose us because he loved us. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you. I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit, and not just bear fruit, but keep on bearing fruit. And that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you. Such love. How do we imitate God? How do we imitate God? In what way, God? How can we do some introspection of ourselves? Because our actions speak. Our words speak. Our presentation speaks. The way we walk speaks. The way we talk speaks. The way we interact with people speaks. The way we are quick to forgive one another, that speaks. Our character speaks. It is seen. We must ask ourselves, how am I imitating you, Lord? Because when I imitate you, my whole sole purpose is to bring you glory, to bring you honor, to bring you worship and recognition, to lift your name far above in the earth, so that it is none of me that is seen, but it is all of you. How do I imitate you, Lord? And Holy Spirit, show me. What do I need to change? What do I need to adjust? What do I need to get rid of in me? What things do I need to tighten up on so that I can imitate you, Lord, and walk circumspectly before you and win those who do not know you to Christ? We must ask ourselves, does our walk and our talk and how we are, as the Holy Spirit lives and dwells in us, and we are the mouthpieces and hands and feet of God, do we compel people to want to know Jesus? Are they being compelled to come into the kingdom of God? Are they being compelled? Is it something that they just can't refuse? They just have to know Jesus because of us. And we are his children. We are his children. We, as natural children, imitate our parents. And to be imitators of them, they have to impart in us, and we have to have a relationship of some kind with them. And we have to communicate and talk and spend time in their presence in order to know and understand and comprehend and imitate them accurately. Being a believer, a Christian. Christianity is not a religion, even though it is called a religion. The basis of Christianity is not about religion. It's not about following traditions of men. It's not about presenting yourself in a traditional way. It's not about following in the footsteps of someone else that you have seen or heard. It's not about being like someone else. It's about having a relationship with God and imitating Him as He moves. We cannot put God in a box and expect Him to move the same way every single time. Because He, even though He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, His movements may be varied. Because even in the time of Jesus, when He was walking the planet, those of the religious sect, the Pharisees, the scribes, those who were members of the temple, God was doing a new thing in the earth through His Son, Jesus the Christ. And the new thing was right before their very eyes. And they missed it until He rose from the dead on the third day. The new thing that God was doing, He was moving in the earth in a new way. And they missed it. Lord, let us not miss You. Let us, help us to be imitators of You. Help us to hear Your voice clearly, to understand what You are saying to us in this hour. For Your coming, Lord Jesus, is nigh. Our redemption draws nigh as the church. We must, Lord, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit, to reach those who are unreachable, per se. Adjust ourselves, Lord Jesus. Adjust us, Holy Ghost, so that we can be all things to all people. And we can give ourselves to humble tasks and be able to relate and win those around us to the family of God. Help us, Lord, not to alienate as Your church. Help us, Lord, not to condemn, but help us to cover, because Because that's what you do, Lord. That's what love does. And we want to be like you. And we want to walk like you. And we want to talk like you. And we want to be loving like you. And imitate you, as you said in your word to do. Show us what we must do and what we must change. And we thank you for giving us new mercy and the grace to do it. As we make a decisive, dedicated decision to change for you, as Jesus made a decisive, dedicated decision when he said, "Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Nevertheless, Father, not our will, O God, but thy will be done in each and every one of our lives." Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for showing us your love. And Lord, help us to get into our secret place all the more. To go into our closet, to close the door, to talk to you, to commune with you, to sing to you, to make love to you, to love on you, to just love you. To give our hearts to you. Fully and completely and wholly. Help us not to hold on to anything more than we hold on to you, Lord. Help us, O God, to walk how you want us to walk. To do what you want us to do when you want us to do it. Even though it may not make sense to us. Even though we may not understand why. Help us to be prompt to do it, believers. So that we are not just hearers of your word, but doers also. First John chapter 4, beginning at verse 7, going down to verse 21. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is and springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten and born of God and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest, displayed where we are concerned, in that God sent his Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the anointing, or the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us so very much, we also ought to love one another. No man has at any time yet seen God. But if we love one another, God abides and lives and remains in us. And his love, that love which is essentially his, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, and it runs its full course, is perfected in us. By this we come to know, perceive, recognize, and understand that we abide, live, and remain in him, and he in us, because he has given or imparted to us the Holy Spirit. And besides, we ourselves have seen, have deliberately and steadfastly contemplated and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Anyone who confesses, acknowledges, and owns that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides and lives and makes his home in him, and he abides and lives and makes his home in God. And we know, understand, recognize, and are conscious of, by observation and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in, and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. We're going to stop right there. This has been a wonderful, wonderful study session today. Be imitators of God. We are to be imitators of him. As little children imitate their father. This brings joy to God's heart. This brings joy to God's heart. Let our imitation of God be a fragrant, sweet incense of worship into his nostrils as we do it, to bring others into the family of God. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward you. And may the Lord continue to give you his peace. The fullness of him, the fullness of him in you. All in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. Until we meet again, amen. Good God day to you.